We have on the line this morning Avon Lake Mayor Greg Zilka. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
We are good. I was telling Craig before you called, I said I was going to let you know that normally you're used to being last with your name Zilka. Probably when you were growing up, Zilka, you always knew that there was a time, they're not going to get to me. I'm near the end.
Well, that's right.
You're first on our show this morning.
Well, Mayor. Thank you. I'm first on the show. That's wonderful. Good to hear your voice this morning.
Well, good to hear from you as well. Re-elected yesterday to another term. Your thoughts on that process?
Oh, the process is just sort of crazy. It's so long and tedious, and all kinds of issues come popping up. But we've had a number of challenges over the last year. They seem to pile up at the end of my second term, but we met the challenges. We you know, had an increase in our trash contract, which was contentious, but the world of recycling has changed since we had the previous contract 5 years ago. We had more road closed because of the bridge, little bridge, or the culvert. The state ordered it closed immediately, and that frustrated people. So things pile up, things happen. We had sewer separation projects where about a quarter of the city's residents had to separate their sewers at a cost of about $4,000. But we weathered all that. People understood that it was for the betterment of the community, cleaning up Lake Erie with regard to the sewer separations. And they gave me a vote of confidence, and it also was a vote of confidence for our city council as well.
2020 is right around the corner. What are you looking forward to in the new year?
Well, we have been eyeing our Ward 4, the west end of town, which includes our old shopping center. It used to be called Downtown in Avon Lake when there wasn't I-90 and the traffic went along Lake Road. Obviously, the commercial benefits the advantages of it being on Lake Road there aren't what they used to be. And so we're working with a number of property owners, and we're trying to stimulate economic activity down there and to improve that. We've had great success. The old Avon Lake Movie Theater now is turned into a high school regulation size gym, and we have a number of activities, events, including Parkinson's classes for people who are battling that illness, and we have pickleball, and we have the traditional activities, including yoga and pickup basketball and so forth. So we don't have a rec center, but we're renting this facility, and it's favorable for the property owner and certainly favorable for us.
Last week we reported that Ford had big plans for the Ohio Assembly plant there.
Yes.
What does that mean for the city of Avon Lake?
Well, the Ohio truck plant straddles three communities, as you know, Avon Lake, Sheffield Village, and Sheffield Lake. Actually, and I didn't realize that these numbers were what they were to the exact amount, but the city of Sheffield Village is 210 acres. We're about 180, and Sheffield Lake is the remaining amount. I think it's about 50. So if they're talking about a brand-new facility, the possibility of it being in Sheffield Village seems favorable. Part of it could be in Avon Lake, but we're not sure if the whole facility could fit in Avon Lake. So Sheffield Village and Mayor Hunter are going to be very pleased when we find out what their specific plans are. You speculate as to whether or not you want to add on to an incredibly large building now or if you want to build a freestanding facility adjacent to it. So that's up to the people in Dearborn to decide. We're all excited about the 1,500-plus jobs that will be created after it's completed in 2023. And, Craig, we have to remember the tradespeople who are going to be working for a number of years building that facility, they also contribute to city tax coffers with, you know, their income taxes as these tradespeople work very long periods of time getting a facility that's $900 million up and going. Some of that $900 million is going to be spent on the old plant as well.
Well, Mayor, we appreciate you talking with us this morning. I know you survived the bicentennial of your town. Now you've got to look forward to the next couple of years for going forward.
Right. We really enjoyed the bicentennial. It was sort of a daunting challenge, but we're very pleased how it turned out, thanks to a number of very dedicated citizens. I think it's important to note they ended up with $19,000 surplus after having all the events, and they're turning it over to for the dedication of a renewed Avon Lake Play Space. It's called Renew Alps, the Avon Lake Play Space, and so there's two gentlemen in town who are trying to lead a drive to get private donations for that, and so that has worked out extremely well, and we've had a wonderful celebration. Now we're looking forward to the next 100 years.
Mayor, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you, Craig.
Avon Lake Mayor Greg Zilka joining us this morning, reelected for another term at Avon Lake.